Right, so hello, I'm here with Clean Cut Kid. How are you guys doing?
Boss, you know.
Boss, yeah.
It means really good.
Yeah.
It's probably the best you can be in Liverpool, isn't it?
We're not in Liverpool, though. We are at Barn on the Farm. It's a little bit far away from
We're always in Liverpool.
Yeah, it was a mish today.
For this festival, for me, is about discovering a lot of new acts and discovering loads of new music. And I've only actually heard Vitamin C from you guys. And I loved it. We played it a lot on the station.
Oh, thank you.
But can you tell me just a little bit more about you? Because you're one of these bands. I don't even have a Wikipedia page, so I can't even pretend to know a little
Very
bit of information.
Sneaky.
We've come from nowhere, really. I think we had 26 Facebook likes when we signed our record deal. So we signed on our second gig, and then it's gone.
And it was about a year ago, so it's kind of been just really quick.
Yeah, I think we've done 100 gigs. Yes, actually. but we've got 33 festivals or something this year. We've got 20 left, I think.
Oh, not too many then.
No.
Just a casual 20.
Yeah.
I guess we're still, all that stuff's still building up, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wonder when they will do a Wikipedia page for us. What do you have to do to get
someone
one?
Someone has to do it.
Someone
does it. Someone
does it. I don't know.
No one official to this. It never officially happens, does it?
Yeah. Well, do you want to just introduce yourselves as well? We haven't even done that yet, have we?
I'm Evelyn, I play keys and sing in the band.
I'm Mike, I sing and play beard and play guitar.
Yeah. I'm Saul, I sing and play bass.
And I'm Ross, I play drums and I want to sing, but they won't let me.
the one in the band. There's three, that's enough already, you know. Drummers don't make good singers, except for Phil Collins and Dave Grohl and many others. You've only really been going a year, it's just kind of all exploded for you.
Yeah.
Do you really know what's happening, or are you just kind of just taking it as it comes at the moment?
Well, we're on our fourth single now, which is an EP, and we've kind of, I think we're more than halfway through the record, so we've kind of recorded an album, done an EP, done four singles, done South by Southwest, CMJ New York, we've just a couple of UK tours. It's just, there's not been even a day to breathe.
It is strange. You find yourself just not really understanding what to do on days off. Just kind of waking up and being what should we do?
There's no gig tonight.
Yeah.
Got nothing to prepare for.
It's a bit strange, but I think sometimes it's still a bit surreal. We played Glastonbury last weekend, and that was quite surreal. I when something happens and then you only really think about it after it's happened.
Yeah.
And you sort of think, wow, did that actually happen?
And it's like a 2000 tent, and we had 5,000 people there, so it was rammed straight to the back, and people were singing all the words to the tunes back to us, and we're just what the hell's going on? It's just so surreal.
Constantly surprised.
Yeah. Yes.
Startled deers.
Yeah.
That's a good way to be, though.
I'm sure at some point it'll just become life. It'll be oh yeah, this is just normal. I think right now we're still adjusting.
So it's a good place to be, though.
Yeah, it's no complaints.
What else you got planned for the year, except for another 20 festivals, that's pretty much most weekends, I'm pretty sure, for the year, isn't it?
So we've got the single, which I think might be coming out in a week's time or
next
something.
Next week.
The next single's the kind of biggest deal for us so far. It's been one that we've everyone's hyper focused on getting right. And then the record, we'll be patching the record up.
Hopefully early next year. That's what we're aiming for.
Yeah.
So is it recorded at the moment, and then you're just umming and erring about a few things, and you're in that stage.
Yeah, we've laid 17 tracks down or something, and there's probably another 5 or 6 to go down before we even decide what the actual album listing is going to be. So
we've got a couple of weeks booked in July. Is it July yet? It's July.
We are in July.
Yeah.
July.
Only just though, so I can let you off.
Fuzzy brain still. So we've got 2 weeks booked in July, and hopefully we're just going to finish it all off then.
We're based in Southampton. We always get asked a question, which I'm pretty sure I'm going to ask you guys the same question. We always get asked, oh, so you know Craig David then? So I'm going to relate that back to you. You know the Beatles then?
Oh. We've actually met Paul McCartney
a few times, yeah.
Because he's really, like, he set up the music school that we went to, Lipper. So he actually comes in on the graduation and, like, gives you your, like, scroll and shakes your hand and stuff. And then he also did a songwriting, like, one-to-one thing that we all ended up getting to do. So that was cool. So we've met him.
But no, we don't really know.
We don't know. Yeah. To answer your question, we don't know.
Well, I think it was the Holes I asked, and they gave me the exact same answer because really? They went to the same uni. And they're like, yeah, we met Paul. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was him.
Yeah. Do you actually know Craig David, though?
No.
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 Because you've got that little R and beard thing going that he's got on there.
Yeah, it's because I can't grow full facial beard.
It looks good, man. It looks very groomed. Yeah, like it.
It just goes ginger and it just neat. Doesn't look good.
It looks good like that. That's great. I'll let it see. Come on.
It's a black beard. A black beard is. That is. That's meaty and good.
Bloody beard, isn't it?
It is. It looks like what Huntsman would
it
have.
It holds stuff in it. You can put stuff in it and it holds it.
I mean, picks. Yeah, it gets searched. Yeah, we always get searched in the airport.
Yeah, you get scanned in the airport.
Put 18 what? Pencils yeah. in it as well. Yeah. Back in the day.
So, we've got more touring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A million more festivals.
New single
next week.
Yeah.
Have we got a name?
It's called We Used to Be in Love.
Used to be in love.
And we're playing it tonight.
Yeah.
That probably would help.
Yes.
We are playing it tonight.
Yeah.
Can you give us anything more about the album besides it's sort of there, not quite there?
I think we're pretty sure it'll be early next year. Yeah. So it'll be a 2017 album.
Yeah.
It's really difficult to... We never see the point in like rushing an album out at the end of a year. Then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, that was last year's record.
Yeah, so within like a month, it's like, oh, that was came out last year.
I think so. 2016.
Yeah. the album. I think luckily people have kind of got the singles. I think we are an album. We like to think of ourselves as like an album based project where you kind of need the whole picture before you fully get the band. So that's why we've worked. We've already done a year on the album so far. And that's why we're kind of making sure we get it exactly right, because it's going to be the biggest like statement to the band.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So it should be. We are too.
Have a baby. We're not.
Wow. Exclusive.
Just drop that. Yeah.
All right.
No babies, yes.
The album's off, the baby's on.
That's why he's got maternity.
Well, thank you very much.
No
Looking forward to tonight.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Cheers.